This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at the Chesapeake Inn, Restaurant, and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. We're on the deck.
Yep.
It's beautiful. Everybody likes us here.
Wow. Yeah.
At least to our faces.
Shout out to Kendrick Lamar winning Rap Album of the Year last night. BET Awards, in case you guys weren't watching.
Oh, and Jalen won.
Jalen won Male Athlete of the Year.
Which is ridiculous.
Yes. Well, and Angel Reese won Female Athlete for the third straight year, I believe.
Did she?
Yes.
Well, was it third straight year?
I believe so.
Wow.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, it's tough.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one.
Man, Saquon. Poor man. Saquon, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, overshadowed.
Yeah. I knew this was going to happen.
Yep.
That's why I was mad at the dagger.
Yep. The dagger took away Saquon's BET award. Let's get to everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
I tell you what, I love being on remote. They're fun. I think we've had a great summer of remotes.
We've had a lot of them.
Yeah. Like,
thanks, Rob.
Spike is slowly turning into a coastal elite. He's going to be a boat guy soon.
Yep.
He's going to be a golf guy soon.
Boat guy, golf guy.
Yep. It's good to see you changing. Good to see you opening your horizons.
That's me.
Yeah, that's important. That's important. But there's also a lot of things that tend to happen on remotes. Over and over again.
Okay.
That I find funny. So I have for you the five things that happen the most on remotes. Number five is, you know, first time a guy sees Ike. And it's usually, Ike, what do you think about the Eagles? And it's like, what do you think he's going to say? 8-9? Like, it's always good. He's going to say 12-5, 13-4, and they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But I just like the, Ike, what do you think? What do you think about the birds?
It does happen a lot. It does.
Yep.
Yep. Hey, man, listen.
It's good.
It's good.
I'm just
good
saying.
Stuff, man, they want to know my thoughts.
Dude, that's why the name's first.
Yep.
You know?
And then Ike always says, like, 12-5, 13-4, whatever, Super Bowl, like, I agree, Ike. Like, I was just thinking the same thing. I was just going to say, I think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, like you said, nobody wants to hear me say 9-8.
I don't know.
10-7.
Yeah, 7-10.
Wild
and 10.
Card.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think I disappointed some people today because they're like, you worried about the Phillies? I'm like, yeah, I am. I don't have a Braveheart speech in me right now, you know?
Yep.
Currently worried about the baseball team.
I feel that. When I get asked about the Sixers, you know, it's normally like,
oh, what about your Sixers?
Yeah, well, your Sixers.
I go, hey, they suck. I don't know. What do you want out of me?
One of these days, we're going to get Ike back.
Like, yep.
Our teams are going to be on top, and
yep,
we're going to say, nana, nana, boo, boo, stick your head in doo doo, Ike.
Yeah. Wow.
I hadn't heard that one.
Uh-oh. It's been a while.
It certainly has been probably 40 years for
yep
both of you.
Yep.
All right. The fourth thing that happens the most on remotes is, you know, we get here. usually they go over the food menu. And Spike always has to hold in the urge to tell whoever that he's vegan.
Yeah.
You know, so they say, oh, we got this that has meat in it, this that has meat
well,
in it. And you're just like, smile and wave. Don't give the whole spiel.
Because you know what it is? I don't want to put pressure on anybody.
I know.
To be
except
difficult.
For Pete from Chickies and Pete's.
Well, I'm there every week. You can put an impossible burger on the menu, Pete.
It's actually impossible.
Yeah, put my name on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Call it Spike Burger.
It's over. Yeah, it's mostly, it's actually like, you guys were with me in New Orleans when we went out to dinner, and
you just ate fries.
I just quietly
ate fries for a whole week.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to feel put out by my personal food decision.
It's good.
You know?
It's big of you.
That's the way I am.
Way to spin that.
Yeah, I'm a team guy.
Certainly doesn't go into what we're going to eat at.
No, it didn't.
Not at all. Yeah. Well, remember when we went to Phoenix and I think Rod picked out the dinner place and it was, let's go to the butcher shop?
Yeah, it was the steakiest steakhouse in Phoenix. Thanks, buddy.
So funny.
Yeah.
You're sitting there like, well, I can't have anything.
Yeah.
Let's go to the meat house.
Yeah.
It's basically what it was. All right.
I'm surprised Rod didn't take us to I'm not going to go in that direction. Yeah.
The third thing that happens the most in remotes, and this has obviously been a recent one, but Jack wins the camera versus Fritz.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
When is it?
And I say, great question. I have no idea. No, I think it's going to be the end of June we're going to start this whole thing.
Wow, the end of June?
Yeah.
That's a couple weeks away.
It's June 10th.
We've been talking about it for 2 months.
I know. And a lot of allegations that we're never going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. I guess we got to spread it out, but whatever. We're going to do it.
An electrician at my house the other day, as he was leaving, he said, yeah, when is Fritz and the camera happening?
Right.
And I was like, I don't know.
That's a good question.
I said, ask Rod. He also said.
Did you give him Rod's number?
I did not. He also said, you'll enjoy this. I had like a little buzzing in an outlet in my bathroom. And ever since I heard it, I was afraid the house was going to burn down.
Good.
So he came in, he fixed it. And I was like, hey, you know. I was a little afraid that the house is going to burn down. My dogs are going to be on it. He's like, yeah, I listen to the show. I know you're anxious about everything. And I was like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. That's good. But I was walking around Westchester the weekend, people rolling down their windows saying I'm going to kick his ass.
Well, you got to kick his ass.
Seems like a lot of people are on my side. A
little worried you haven't really started training even after our scare last week.
Yeah, I'm trying to throw. I'll get out there. Maybe tomorrow morning. I'll get there.
You've got to get on the court, too.
Which one, tennis or basketball?
Basketball.
Oh, I'm not worried.
How about both?
Yeah.
Well, tennis is the one that I got to make sure I'm all right at.
You got to go 5-0.
Yeah, no. 5-0.
You got to go 5-0.
I know. Letting everyone know. It's all going to be okay.
All right.
The second thing that happens the most on remotes, Ike. Remember when I met you?
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, it could have been a one seed. Could have been on the Mount Rushmore.
Yep.
They got the photo ready. Sometimes they don't have a photo. That's
Sometimes
tough.
Sometimes they don't.
Yeah. Because, like, yeah. No, really? 2006, that training camp?
Yeah.
In Leon?
I remember.
Yeah, it was just like it was yesterday. I was just talking to my friend about it. Yeah. How memorable that was.
That does happen a lot.
It happens all the time. Yeah. And you handle it with grace.
You do.
I'm used to it.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, like when Spike and I, when people say like we see people a couple times, I feel like we have good face recognition.
Well, because I haven't met the number of people that Ike has.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the difference between Ike and us.
Now, can you imagine somebody who's actually famous?
Oh, it must be torture.
Impossible.
Yeah. I mean, like, because the truth is, when somebody is excited, you want to fulfill.
Yes.
You want it to be good.
Yes.
There's no way you can remember all of those people. So you actually end up feeling bad.
Right, yes.
Sometimes you lie. Oh, yeah. You know, one of those.
Well, the worst is when they go, or when they say whatever, you say back, good to meet you, and they say, well, we've actually met before.
Yeah. You got to hit them with the good to see you.
Yeah, I know.
You got to hit them with the good to see you.
You got to make that adjustment.
Yeah.
You got to make that adjustment.
Yep.
We don't want awkward situations.
Nope. Yep.
It happens.
The number one thing, though, that I love that happens on remotes, and this has also been recently, is Spike gets baited into an argument about Jalen. It seems like, and it turns into like the radio show Off the Air,
yes,
where he gets dead serious. We had a guy in Chickies again trying to bait Spike, and Spike obliged. He went back and forth with him.
Yeah. Was it the guy over here?
This is at Chickie's.
Oh, because it happened here.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Actually, nice. I figured it would.
Let me say, it was the gentleman sitting right over there, not this guy, but before over there.
Yep.
And he said, hey, I thought of somebody. You know, you guys were talking about a historical comp for Jalen. He goes, I thought of somebody. I'm like, oh, yeah, who? He goes, Steve Young. And I go, well, that's not a comp. And he's like, why? And I was like, Steve Young's stats were incredible. I was like, that's not what we were talking about. And I was like, wait a minute. Are you filming me? And he's like, yeah. I was like, put it away. Put it away. I don't need a video on the internet of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. You had me do a video for him.
But doing a video, if you're telling me it's a video, it's fine.
Right. He's using content. He's
trying to, Nah. Yeah. You got to let me know.
That's like what a guy called the final out the other night. And he's like, you know, I'm disappointed in Bryson Stock because he always just reminded me so much of Chase Utley. And I said, I pulled up Utley's stats. And I was like, here's the 6 years of Utley.
Yeah, what reminded you of Chase Utley?
He's a lefty, he plays second base.
Yeah.
That's about where the comp ends.
This hour.
It's all it is. He's a lefty, plays second base. People think I think he's a smart player, but they,
Sure.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
It's been a hole so damn long, I forgot what I had to say.
Well, you called in the 1 o'clock hour, too, so we got to space it out a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't call up as much as I used to, so you got to get up, man. You know, first time, long time, all right? First time, long time. Listen, let me say this to you, right? Yes. You know, here's the thing. You know, I'm going to say about Chris Sims. Chris Sims is a top three jackass, okay? And I have shut my – I've been burning inside of me, and I got to get out right now, okay? You know, Patrick Mahomes is overrated, okay?
Overrated. You're heating up.
Right? And I'm tired of you guys picking number one. Okay, I'm going to tell you why. Go back. I challenge you to go back and look at his Super Bowl numbers. Besides those numbers, he today had 43 yards going in the fourth quarter last Super Bowl against us. That was terrible.
God.
Okay, Tampa Bay destroyed him. You know,
oh my God.
He got hollow numbers in the Super Bowl. You know, the numbers that, you know, he has good moments in the Super Bowl. Don't get me wrong. But his
oh my God.
He's not that good, man. I'm telling you. And the
oh
thing
God.
About with Patrick Mahomes, right?
Who should be number one then?
It's no number one no more. There's no clear-cut number one no more. It's tiers now. You know what I mean? It's like six guys in that top tier. You got top D, you got tier two, then tier three. But I tell you right now, this guy, Patrick Mahomes, is not he's not that guy anymore, man. The Super Bowl numbers stink. And when is the last time he had a good regular season? I challenge you guys that. And I got an extra grind with you. You know what
okay.
I mean? But it's an in-house grind. It's not,
okay.
it's not, it's internally. It's like, two Eagles fans. You know what I mean? It's about our play.
Okay.
But I,
well,
I
can, just real quick,
you.
Before you do that, can I ask you this?
Sure.
Did Jalen, you think Jalen is elite, right? He's in that group.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did he have a really good regular season the last 2 years?
Listen, he didn't,
okay.
but he won a
Thanks.
Super Bowl last year.
Okay.
You understand
well,
what I'm saying? Well, and the thing well, about
my,
it is
Mahomes won
right?
it the year before.
Jalen
yeah.
had, Jalen had.
But Mahomes.
Played in three straight.
Yeah, Mahomes won the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yeah, are we forgetting about him having the greatest quarterback coach in the quarter and coach,
oh,
ever coach, coach in football? Are we forgetting that?
This is a weird hill to die.
What do you think Mahomes would do with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, Saquon Barkley in the best offense? Do you think he would pass for more than 18 touchdowns?
Do you think
he'd make the Pro Bowl?
And what do you think Jalen would do with Andy Reid?
I think
Andy
he would miss the playoffs.
I think he would miss
the playoffs every single year if he had that team.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
You know, Andy Reid's been going to Super Bowls and championships.
Yes, he's a great coach.
Ever since he got Patrick Mahomes.
He had Travis Kelce this year, who was a corpse.
Andy Reid is good. You say he's the greatest coach in football, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Right?
We all agree that.
Jalen Hurts been switching offensive coordinator at the offensive coordinator. So how the hell do you guys get to sit here and rate this guy the way that you rate him? And he has not had any consistency at the offensive coordinator position. You know?
Right. Did you say you had a problem with Ike? What was your problem with Ike?
Huh?
You said you had a problem with Ike.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a problem with Ike. I said I had an extra ground with Ike, right?
Okay,
well, it's sort of the same, yeah.
Yeah.
No. I've heard him say, you know, he loves his exciting wife. So I've heard him say on a few occasions that Cooper DeJean is a better quarter cornerback than Quinyon Mitchell.
No, that's not what I said.
You did say that. I heard you say
nope.
that, Ike.
Nope, no, I didn't.
You said you're going to rate him higher than – well, if you didn't say it, then there's nothing for me to even say that.
Exactly. So can I clear up what I said? So maybe you just misheard what I said. So we were sort of talking about on the top 11 list and why I think Cooper DeJean had a better rookie season, right? Slightly better, not by miles. Hell, I think Quinyon finished second in defensive rookie of the year, right?
I think so.
He was.
But I think Cooper finished fourth or fifth, right?
Yeah.
I think Cooper was in there in top five as well. So
I don't remember. Yeah, he was on. He got votes.
I think he got votes there.
Yeah.
And he's rated as a higher cornerback. I think Quinyon Mitchell is without a doubt the better cover corner. It's not even a question. It's not even a question who's the better cover corner. But that's not what Cooper DeJean is really going to be put in the box and be known for. He is a versatile player, a Swiss Army knife. He can cover guys in a slot, which is much harder to do on the outside. He can help you in the run game. You can Hold on. You can use him to rush the quarterback in a blitz package. I think Cooper had a better overall rookie year, in my opinion, than Quinyon Mitchell. Not by much. It's just my opinion. I still think Quinyon's the better overall corner. He's our best corner on the team. But Cooper DeJean isn't a cornerback. He's a defensive back.
Yeah, but
– Right? Like Quinyon's a corner. That's what he is, a corner.
Yeah,
Cooper DeJean is a defensive back, meaning he can play nickel, he could play corner in a pinch, and he can play safety. That makes him a defensive back.
But Quinyon,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
But Cooper DeJean doesn't do any of those things better than what Quinyon do at the cornerback position. And I'm going to tell you why, right? When you could pin him on Torrey McLaurin, you could pin him on CeeDee Lamb, you could pin him on Justin Jefferson, you could pin him on anybody and shut them down, then that's like, it doesn't get no better than that. It doesn't get no better than that.
I agree.
What I'm telling you is this guy is the number one best corner in football.
He's not. Let's not go over top of it.
Surtain won defensive player of the year.
Patrick Surtain is the best cornerback in football.
He ain't better than Quinyon. Quinyon is the upest.
He just won defensive player of the year cornerback.
Chuck, don't do this to me, Chuck. I'm not arguing against my own players. Listen, I'm not doing that. You're not about to make me argue against Quinyon Mitchell as if I don't like him as a player. I'm not doing that with you.
Do your job.
He said do your job.
You got Bill Belichick over here.
Is he talking to us or are you talking to somebody else? No, yeah, I knew you. I found out you were talking to somebody else. No, all I'm saying is Quinyon is awesome. I think he's going to be a top corner in the league. I'm not debating that. I'm just telling you, I think Cooper DeJean had the better rookie season. I thought he had the more impactful plays. He made the bigger plays. And there's nothing wrong with that. Quinyon Mitchell's a cover corner. He's a cover corner. He's a cover corner.
I got him in my top five. That's why.
I won't argue that. I got no problem with that.
My top five in Philadelphia?
In Philadelphia, Spike, he's fifth on my list. AJ's fourth. I'm going to put the list out in 2 weeks.
Uh-oh.
All right.
No, you're going to put it out next week.
I tell you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, Spike, let me ask you a question. Spike, see, I'm a movie goer, right? Like you are.
Okay. All right.
And I got this movie, right? I just watched it. It's real good. Tell me what you...
I knew where it was going. I didn't want him to be able to. It was going to be about. It was going to be an Embiid joke. I didn't want him to get it off. He's not a movie guy.
Oh, he was. Yeah,
Justin from Tennessee is a movie guy.
Yeah.
Chuck is not a movie guy.
That was definitely going. That was going somewhere.
Yep,
you're probably right. It was an Embiid. Yeah.
Yep, didn't let him do it. He held on for 3 hours. He didn't even get to the joke off.
That's a shame.
It is a shame.
Yep,
it's a real bummer.
That's going to set you guys back. I'm just letting you know.
I don't care.
That moment's going to set you guys back.
I don't care.
It was a lot of growth there.
It was a lot of growth. It was a lot of growth. You could see, you could hear that smile coming.
It's
like when I sat here all day waiting to talk about Alec Pohn changing his jersey number from 28 to 643.
643.
He couldn't wait to say it.
I couldn't wait.
It was a good line.
It was
a good line. 215-592-9494. You have a joke about Joel Embiid, you can get it on next. Just not Chuck.
The phone line just
light up with Joel Embiid jokes. We are at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Beautiful. We're out here on the deck, 6 o'clock, but this does look like a cool place to hang out tonight if you'd like to get some dinner. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I cried out,
heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Oh, yeah. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Nice hand from the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina.
A lot
Chesapeake,
of phones
Maryland.
Out. A lot of phones.
You know, I'm wondering.
We get pumped up when we're live.
Oh, yeah.
We sound even better.
Oh, you kidding me? We sound amazing.
Man, it's got Sapp shaking in his shorts.
Oh, come on. That guy didn't know what hit him when he hears this. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you like watching right-handed pitchers or left-handed pitchers more? What do you think the response is on that, Ike?
Lefties.
What do you think the number is?
Let's go slightly, 58%.
It is 57.5%. Oh, there he is. There he is.
Oh.
I'm a righty guy. I became a righty guy as youth when I was watching Clemens and Gooden.
Yeah?
Those were righties.
Well,
hard-throwing righties.
So Clemens is my favorite growing up. Pedro I loved. And then obviously Doc took it over the top.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Even Doc before Doc.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gooden.
Yeah.
Doc Gooden was pretty damn good.
Don't remember 1986 Dwight Gooden.
Oh, he was something special.
I know.
That Uncle Charlie curveball.
Oh, man.
98-mile-an-hour fastball.
You don't see a good old-fashioned Uncle Charlie anymore.
No, and when you do, it is impressive. There's a couple of guys that have them.
Yeah.
But,
it became easier to hit.
Oh, really?
Because it doesn't change planes.
So like it just goes straight down
almost. Yeah, so everything now is,
Well, yeah, there's all that spin now. And Doc, it wasn't like a ton of guys throwing close to 100 back then.
Right.
You know, it was Clemens and Nolan Ryan and Doc Gooden.
I always want to know how hard they actually threw them. Because I think the guns have
changed. The guns didn't come. Did they even have guns in the 80s?
They did, but it feels like the guns are higher now.
Yes,
the numbers
are
higher.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Like, I think they changed when it's calculated now.
I think it's closer to when they release it, which makes the number higher.
And then back in the day, it was closer to home plate, I believe.
Right. So maybe the guys are throwing 103 now, but if you clocked them in 87, maybe they were only throwing 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
Good talk.
Tim in Glenside. You're on WIP. What's up, Tim?
What's up, guys?
What up, Tim?
What up, Tim?
Where is Josh Allen on that ridiculous Phil Sims list?
Chris Sims.
He's probably in top four.
He's in the top four, like on every other list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, like on every other list. Right. So, you know, I just happen to have Josh Allen's stats here next to Jalen Hurts' stats. And yeah, he threw 1,000 more yards. He had 150 more attempts. Right?
Because you understand the connection there, though, right?
Of course, because we got Saquon, we run the ball.
Well, and then, right? It's not just because they had Saquon, because you understand that that's not the real, like, that's not the whole reason. Like, you don't have to, you can make your point without being, like, you know, knowingly, like, ignorant about it. You know, you understand why they trust Josh Allen to throw the ball more than they trusted Jalen to throw the ball this year, right? I mean, he won the MVP.
He has 28 touchdowns.
Yep.
Jalen has 17, right?
But yep, you understand that's 50, almost 50% more.
Understood, but we also know that he gets that they stop on the 2 yard line, and then they let the tush push. He's got 15.
Do you think most of Josh Allen's passing touchdowns are coming 2 yards away from the end zone?
I don't,
that Jalen's good, and you can say that he's great. You can say he's top three, top two, without making pretend that Josh Allen isn't good.
I'm not saying that he isn't good. I'm just saying that if you look at the stats, they're
yes,
not that far away.
No. The stats are far away. You just said that Josh Allen threw for 1,000 more yards and 11 more touchdowns.
With 150 less attempts.
But you understand he has more attempts because he throws the ball better.
Okay.
Yes, it's okay. They won the Super Bowl. Be happy. Don't be crazy.
I'm saying you're the one that's saying how tough it is for us to get back to the Super Bowl, Spike. You're like the reason we're called Negadelphia. Okay, we scored more points in the playoffs than anybody in history. Okay, we have a defense that didn't lose its number one defensive line. Didn't lose its number one linebacker, okay? Is there a huge drop off at cornerback and safety? I don't think so. Okay.
You don't think so?
I don't.
You don't think Kelee Ringo is a big drop off from how Darius Slay played last year? What? How many times have you watched Kelee Ringo play football where you could make that assessment?
Did we hear just here? Elliot Parks tell us how good Kelee Ringo looked in practice today.
In 707, 7-on-7 today, where they weren't wearing pads.
I'm saying that we've got a great system. We've got a great coach.
I know we do. We have a great coach, and we have a great system that needs good players. Yeah.
Okay.
And so
saying that we are having to have such a difficult time when we're the number one, the favorite in Vegas to go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl.
Tim, let me ask you this. Last thing, Tim. When a team wins the Super Bowl, how often do you think they're the favorite to win the Super Bowl the next year? Pretty often.
Yeah.
Okay, and how many times do they actually win the Super Bowl the next year?
Not very often.
Okay, thank you.
That was civil.
Yeah, I mean, like, 1,000 more yards is a significant number of yards, and 11 more touchdowns is a significant number of touchdowns. You can think that Jalen's better than Josh Allen, but you also have to acknowledge, like...
Yeah, I think that's the best point you made.
Yeah.
We don't have to do the whole Josh Allen stinks.
We don't. He's good.
Yes.
Got news for you.
Yes,
he's good.
Yes.
You know?
We don't have to do that. So
he's not a choker.
Yeah.
He's good.
I get it. I get where everyone's like, well, those guys are there. Well, my guy isn't there. I'm more or less just put my guy
in the group there
with those guys.
In the group.
Yeah, those guys belong in there. They're fine. Yeah, they're fine. I'm just saying, can my guy get in the group with them?
This is actually a really good collection of elite-level quarterbacks that they have right now, I think. Mm-hmm. I think Joe Burrow is a really good quarterback. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes is obvious. Lamar Jackson has, I understand, the questions about him in the playoffs. Josh Allen's great player. It's a good collection of quarterbacks.
And Jalen's a great player, yeah.
And if you want him in there, I wouldn't, but I understand it. I get it. That's how I put it there.
That's a way to say it.
Yeah, but to say that, like, those two regular seasons last year between Josh mm-hmm. Allen and Jalen, like, weren't the same.
No, one guy won the Josh Allen was MVP last year. Yes.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. It's a fine thing.
I like how we just let Chuck's Patrick Mahomes being overrated go.
Yeah, well, kind of. What do you want to do? You can't fight them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those ones where you're like, yeah.
And Quinyon's the best cornerback in the
yeah,
NFL.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
is what they do.
I'm like, I like Quinyon.
Yeah, when he does like that, he's putting you in a bad spot.
Yes.
He's making it tough on
not
you.
Not better than Patrick Surtain, man. The guy just won Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
But never trade for that guy.
No, especially not A.J. Brown. No. Don in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Don?
What's going on, Jack, Spike? Hey, what's up?
What's up, Don?
What's up, Don?
First of all, let me get some ice juice.
Oh!
Oh!
Been drinking that
a little
ice
late.
Juice.
What ice juice? Hello?
Yeah, well, you got the ice juice.
You got the juice.
Lock it.
My phone went out, yeah.
All good, all good.
Cowboy Jim's telling you to wrap it up.
Yeah. Get to the point. See? Cowboy Jim is a Spike disciple on calls. Yep.
Say, get to the point.
Real talk, Spike, man, you fell from Mount Everest to your face this year on the Jalen Hurts stuff. Like, really. Like, your Jalen Hurts point.
He really did.
It's over.
What did I do?
It's over now.
You smile. Like,
after him winning that Super Bowl, whatever you say about Jalen is a wrap. I don't even care about that.
Okay.
And number two, Amazon, they got a donkey mask, $19. Next time Jack says that prove his stuff, just buy it and put it on his head. Please, because that was like some stupid stuff he said.
Well, that's not going to stop me from saying it.
Yeah, he's just going to say it with a donkey mask.
Yeah.
For real. Like, these dudes are a bunch of
losers. They're relentless, man. They're relentless.
Yeah.
Bunch of losers. Right. They put up all these stats and all that. They can't get anywhere. They can't do nothing.
They all stink.
Yep.
Yeah, they all stink.
They're terrible.
Yeah, they're all losers. Stink. They could never possibly win games with this situation. Yeah.
What's Jalen's record versus Baker?
No. I just want to throw this at y'all.
What's his record against Zach Wilson?
Hey, real quick.
Yes.
21. Bills defense first. 22, Bills defense, 6. 2023, Bills defense, 9. All those years, Bills offense, top 5 each year. How many Super Bowls does he got?
Do you think that in 22 he could have beat Daniel Jones and Brock Purdy?
About that. He just gave you a top-ranked defense with a top-ranked offense.
Do you think that facing Patrick Mahomes has anything to do with it, or we're just going to pretend he doesn't exist? He's also a bum, right? Yeah.
No, he's perfect. Pat Mahomes' defense 23, second. Every year after that, his defense below 10. 9th, 11th, 27th, and 16th. He got it done. How come Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, them couldn't get it done?
Mahomes is great. Mahomes is great.
Well, Burrow beat Mahomes. You just lost in the Super Bowl.
Before I get up out of here. Oh, go ahead. My bad.
Doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
Yeah, it does. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Last thing before I get off the floor real quick. Keep talking about this elite club and all that and everything about that. Jalen Hurts is in that club. Jalen Hurts don't care about that club. They ain't even in Jalen Hurts club. Let me put in my Tornado Shapiro voice. It was Jalen Hurts. It was Pat Mahomes. It was Matthew Stafford. It was Ike Reese. At the party, I ain't see Josh Allen.
It was Jeff Stomp, Jeff Hostetler. It was Jim Plunkett.
They had Snoop Dogg at the party performing. They had Jay-Z there. They had all the Lil Wayne. They had Josh Allen on the party. They had freaking Doja Cat playing and Madonna and stuff like that. Whack behind party. Nobody want to go to that party. They want to be in the elite party. Hold up.
Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco's in that party, too.
There you go. We are in Delaware.
Yep.
Well, almost in Delaware.
Yeah.
Almost
no, we're not in Delaware. We're actually in Maryland.
I know, but I drove past the University of Delaware on the way down here. Yeah. I started thinking about Flacco.
UD!
Flacco. Blue Hens. Text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Fran at the Chesapeake Inn.
Yep.
He was moving quick today, though. I got to give Fran credit.
He actually might have broken a sweat.
Yep.
He might have broken a sweat. He didn't appreciate I was making fun of him the entire time, but he got around to it.
Fran's going
to
need a drink.
Yeah, Fran needs a beer.
Yep.
Fran needs a beer after this one.
What's next?
Today's one of those shows where I could just burp into the mic for 4 hours and he'd get cheers and people yelling,
Ike Juice!
Mark and Motko.
Hey, man.
You're really good, though.
What's next?
You know what? I'm just going to jump into the Chesapeake. Spike's general attitude all day today.
I, Am I giving off that vibe?
Well, when the text was written, you were. You've picked it back up.
Yeah.
In the last two hours. But the first 2 hours, you certainly...
Fine.
You were looking at the chest beak with very happily.
Here's what happens. When we have the technical difficulties, what starts going through my head is this going to work or is it not going to work? Because if it's not going to work, we're going to have to drive to Philadelphia.
I know.
You know, and I need that decision made.
Yeah, and to his credit, I heard that Rod was stressed back in the studio.
Good.
And I haven't seen him stressed ever.
Good.
But it seems like he was a little bit tight, okay. Buzz said. Buzz, you can attest to that. They're all in your studio hounding you.
Oh, there was a whole powwow in here, like five people.
Good.
Chris didn't like my joke, I heard, which is disappointing. It's just a joke.
I knew that wasn't going to go over well.
What's next?
Oh, no. Did I do that?
Chris Sims cackling in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, no.
He likes us.
Oh, he loves it.
Yeah, he loves us, man.
He does give off such an evil,
he loves the clicks.
Yeah, he's in on it.
Yeah. It's like every time when he's about to say something about Jalen, it's almost like he goes, watch this.
Yep.
You know, what's next?
Let's see how they respond to this.
Yep.
Spike could have been our Mormon missile. Those people who tried to recruit Spike into Mormonism.
They did. I could have been a Mormon missile.
Somebody tried to recruit you?
Yeah, when I was in college. My best friend was Mormon.
Yeah, almost Mormon.
Yep.
The Spike Eskin story.
Did you tell the story on the air?
I did last
week.
Yep.
Was I here?
Yeah, you were here the whole time. Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. The Jimmer Fredette of the Syracuse University.
Yep. What's next?
Beginning to think Ike is just saying hollow words now when he says, I'll definitely be back. Dining under the stars in media.
I think you wanted to be back.
I do.
But there's this whole thing of actually dragging your ass.
Yeah.
Getting Ike to go over the bridge twice in one day.
Yeah, come on, man.
Impossible.
Yeah, it's six times in 1 week. I got to make a Saturday trip or a Sunday trip.
Yep.
And the dining under the stars, I am coming. I still got the summer.
Yep. Got the whole summer.
It's not over with yet.
No. Got the whole summer hasn't even officially started. Or has it? No, I don't think it has.
No, it's still spring.
Yeah, what's next?
Coming through. Watch your feet. Cowboy Jim inexplicably pushing a drink cart in the audience.
Speaking of which, before we get to leading off, Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
Oh, here we go.
Get your knees out of the aisle. Get your elbows out of the aisle. I'm coming through. Watch out. Ike Reese on Chris Sims. I hate Chris Sims. I hate him. The only reason he has a job is because of his father, just like Spike. Oops, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry, Spike. Oh, my God. I love Troy. I love Troy Aikman, but Troy would never be down at a restaurant right now. He's got like 10 homes. I should be on Monday Night Football. Oh, the pain, the agony. Goodbye, losers.
There it is.
There it is.
In and out. He knows it. By the way, he's probably 50 feet from us.
Yeah,
right
I was going to say, imagine having to listen to that twice.
And look him in the eye.
I actually heard that off the air first.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.